I'm Peter Solomon. You're tuned to listener-driven Jazz 88, and this is The Morning Show.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I say that I had spring fever when I know it isn't spring. I'm as starry-eyed and vaguely discontented.
I am thrilled today to be speaking with Karin Allison. She is making a trek back to the Twin Cities to perform at Crooners tonight. It is a show celebrating the American songbook and specifically the songs of Rodgers and Hart and Rodgers and Hammerstein. Karin, it's so good to talk with you again.
Hello, Peter. Great to talk with you.
So tell me a little bit about what the American Songbook Jazz Party is all about.
Yes, I'm thrilled to bring a wonderful friend of mine who happens to be a scholar and a journalist, a scholar of the Great American Songbook, that is. She's born and raised in New York City. Deborah Grace Weiner is her name, and she has a series in New York about the Great American Songbook that features different singers and different instrumentalists. And she's put it on at the 92nd Street Y before, at Birdland, at Dizzy's. She's, you know, quite well known in the city. So it's thrilling to bring her with me here. I thought it'd be a different kind of offering for people to hear stories about the songs that we'll be singing and playing, and just a conversation between she and I and the players, of course. And I have Adi Yashai on piano, Jeff Bailey on bass, and Dave Schmallenberger on the drums. And our special guest is Jennifer Grimm, so she's gonna sing a couple songs with us too.
So those are all great players, and that sounds really exciting. Are you exclusively featuring songs by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart and Rodgers Hammerstein, and Oscar Hammerstein?
Yes, you got it, that's what we're doing. And I have a CD, as you know, called Many a New Day, which features all Rodgers and Hammerstein music, which was nominated for a Grammy, by the way. And I love this music so much. And so we're gonna kind of contrast and compare the Rodgers and Hart and Rodgers and Hammerstein relationship, you know, to in a fun way. So that's what I look forward to too.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. You know I've got a beautiful feeling that everything's going.
So anybody with a cursory knowledge of the American popular songbook knows Richard Rodgers, but just for the uninitiated, can you talk about his contribution to Broadway and movies, I guess, as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was prolific. Movies and musicals like The South Pacific, like The King and I, Oklahoma, so many. And when I was a kid, you know, my mom would take us to these musicals, or we had LPs of these musicals, I remember very well. And I was actually in high school in California. I was Nellie Forbush in our play of of the South Pacific. So I have a soft spot in my heart for that show specifically. But there's just so much that he wrote. And then with the addition of the lyrics by Hammerstein and Hart, also Sondheim, I think they wrote together too. So, but Deborah's the scholar. She can tell you all about it tonight.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked.
So, yeah, so speaking about Lawrence Hart, so Rodgers and Hart would be the earlier period of his career, I think in the 1930s and possibly the 40s. Do you see a difference in the way that Lawrence Hart wrote songs as opposed to Oscar Hammerstein?
I do. It's hard for me to describe them, though. I find myself doing more Hammerstein, you know, lyrics because I focused on that for that project. But I also love many of Hart's lyrics. Where or When, we'll be featuring Bewitched. It's almost, I don't know, I want to say maybe perhaps a little darker lyrics with Hart. That's my take on it.
Many a new face will please my eye. Many a new love will find me. never have I once looked back to sigh or romance behind me. Many a new day will.
You recently recorded an album featuring Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers songs, including several tunes from South Pacific. The album is called Many a New Day. Can you talk about maybe one or two of your favorite songs from that recording?
Oh, sure. That happens to be on a label, a really wonderful label called Motema, FYI. And, oh gosh, one of my favorites is Happy Talk.
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You gotta have a dream if you don't have a dream.
That's fun to sing. I wrote the arrangements, and on the CD itself, it's Kenny Barron, John Patitucci, and myself, a trio, no drums, but on our show we will have drums. Let's see, I love Carefully Taught. You've Got to Be Carefully Taught, both from South Pacific. We Kiss in a Shadow. Oh, I love that tune very much. I think we're going to be bringing that one out. So many.
Are there songs that you're going to be performing tonight that you haven't yet recorded?
Yes. In fact, pretty much all the Rodgers and Hart songs we'll be performing, I've not recorded. So that'll be interesting. And many of those we're just going to, there's not specific arrangements. And that's what's beautiful about this music, this jazz music, is that a lot of things can be composed, if you will, or at least arranged on the spot. So I look forward to that aspect of it too, because I love to improvise, and this band is open to what I do, and I'll be looking forward to singing with Jennifer too, because we've never performed together.
That sounds amazing. Karin Allison is appearing at Crooners in a program celebrating the American Songbook, a collaboration with music journalist Deborah Grace Weiner. That is happening tonight, April 3rd at 7:30 p.m. You can find more information at croonersmn.com. Thanks so much, Karin. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you very much, Peter. I look forward to seeing everybody in the Twin Cities.
He may not always say what you would have him say, but now and then he'll say something.